And welcome back to Speaking of SANC, where we talk about San Antonio College news, trends in higher education, and the overall college experience. And joined here this morning with Dr. Francisco Solis, San Antonio College President. Good morning.
Good morning, Hot Mustard. How are you?
Having a wonderful time. It's April Fool's Day.
Yes.
You ever been fooled by April Fool's Day?
All the time. Forget about it all the time until I'm fooled.
Well, so today we have a special show. We're doing a deep dive on EcoCentro.
I'm excited about our guests today to be able to share their story. You know, even though they're located right across the main campus, you know, sometimes people don't even know that they're connected to the college or the work that they do. And it's a great opportunity for the staff to share their story today.
And so, special guest this morning, Rose Flores, Director of EcoCentro. Good morning.
Good morning, Hot Mustard.
So give me a brief introduction on how your history and how you got here to San Antonio College.
Well, I started my career with Alamo Colleges at Palo Alto College. I started in 2015 as an adjunct with the horticulture program and eventually became the program lead and assistant professor over the 7 years I was there at Palo Alto. I loved that job so much with teaching. There was an opportunity here to direct an organization that not only ran sustainability or encouraged sustainability throughout the college campuses, but also educated the community. And I thought that would be a wonderful next step into teaching the population around Bexar County about sustainability, horticulture, how to just live more with the environment.
And for those who don't know, EcoCentro, it's on Main Street, right across the street from the campus. It's still part of the campus.
Yes.
And you all offer workshops on sustainability and many different aspects of gardening and sustainability.
Yes, we do. We have workshops on everything from composting to rainwater harvesting to last night we did a wonderful workshop on mushroom fun with fungi, and it was all about how mushrooms grow, and it was very interesting. So we have a wide variety of subjects that we teach on.
You know, Dr. Solis, during the pandemic, a lot of people got into gardening, and I was kind of sad because, you know, the city doesn't really offer free compost anymore. You remember they used to, mm-hmm, you could drive out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But during the pandemic, you know, all over social media, people, it's back. Being outside is back in style, and I love it.
And gardening in the city is back, right? Whether that's plants for your front yard, a lot of xeriscaping going on, especially because of our climate. And then there's a lot of just gardening for food.
Right? Yes, a lot of urban agriculture.
Mm-hmm. You can grow cilantro in your front yard.
Yes, you can.
Why are we still paying for it? All right. Once again, for those who do not know, EcoCentro, we did establish that back in 2014, and that was under Dr. Ziegler. And it's named after William R. Sinkin, longtime San Antonio community leader, champion for many causes, and renewable energy. And if you drive by the building, there's solar panels on it.
Yes, we have over 130 solar panels on our roof and over our EV charging station.
And Sinkin, we did lose him at the age of 100 in 2014. And
We did. And he's also a SAC graduate.
Yes.
And also went on to the University of Texas at Austin.
Now, you said there's charging stations over there.
Yes, we do have charging stations available for the SAC community. We have four stations or four plug-ins for EV chargers.
Are there any others on campus? Or is it just at EcoCentro?
Not yet.
Not yet. I like that. So the building itself, it's a great demonstration how to build with sustainability in mind. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about the building itself.
So it's a funny story. We like to call the building our additional team member because the building is, it almost seems as if it's living, breathing. It creaks at us. It groans when the weather changes. But you can actually see it's the energy consumption on the screens inside the building itself. But, you know, the building itself is a demonstration site for sustainability. The shape of the building is very unique. So that it's capturing the sun's energy, but also the rainwater. And the lighting within the building, it's quite interesting because the way that the windows are faced, we actually don't need to turn on the lights very often, and we have motion sensors, so occasionally the lights will turn off and we'll just keep on working because the light is so efficiently used within the building.
Talk to us, Rose, a little bit about what goes on outside of the building and yet around,
yes,
around the center.
We have demonstration pollinator gardens around the building. We have a couple of them are designated as native, specifically gardens where we are taking plants that are only growing from Texas in the gardens. We do have some pollinator gardens that have some additional, maybe, you know, tropical type plants that are more acclimated to our climate. Maybe not necessarily native, but they do feed our pollinators and attract wildlife into the center of campus. In the back area, we do have a market garden where we grow food, vegetables, and flowers for the Advocacy Center. The vegetables are donated to our Advocacy Center for students to pick up at various times. And then the flowers are sold to the community so that we can take those proceeds and turn around and buy more seeds for the farm.
What do you think the contribution of fresh vegetables is to the Advocacy Center?
It is an enormous contribution considering that we are located in the middle of a USDA food desert, which means that we do not have access to fresh foods. So if I walk out our office door or any of the community neighborhood houses around our building, I do not have access to an HEB nearby or a grocery store that sells fresh produce. Mm-hmm. So we have access to a ton of fast food restaurants around our campus. So when we're asking our students to live more sustainably and do well on tests, they need to feed their bodies nutritious food. And so being able to grow that food on our campus is important for the students to be able to see that process of we put a seed in the ground and then you're able to grow that vegetables, cook the vegetable and eat it and, you know, live a more sustainable lifestyle.
Thank you for that. And this morning you brought a guest with you. Why don't you introduce your guest?
Yes, we did. We have our president of our SAC Environmental Club, Corey Foshi.
Hello. Nice to be here. Happy to be here.
Welcome to the program. Tell me a bit about yourself, Corey.
What about me? I'm an environmental science major at SAC. I used to be a work study at EcoCentro, which started the connection there. Before that, I volunteered with Eco. So, yeah, I love nature. I love taking care of the environment. It's very important to me, and connecting our community to nature, it's very important to me.
Where do you see yourself taking the degree? Do you plan transferring?
Yeah, actually, I do plan on transferring to UTSA to earn my bachelor's, and I do plan on heading to Texas State. They have a really good program for sustainability studies, so I'm really excited about this journey I'm on. For sure.
Sustainability studies. That sounds super exciting.
It is.
And anybody who's ever been to a landfill, they understand it right when you step foot on that landfill. You're like, oh, I get it now. I get it 100%.
Yeah.
The amount of waste that ends up at the landfill, it's not good for the environment at all.
Corey, talk to us a little bit about the group you started.
Yeah, so the Environmental Club, we are focused on protecting natural spaces, practicing and promoting sustainable living. And it's just been a really exciting journey having the club with the support of Eco. We were able to get it going, and just seeing the amount of students that care about these issues, that care about the planet and want to do something about it, was really eye-opening and encouraging to just keep it moving forward and getting involved on campus and off campus. Very grassroots, but we really are out there moving and shaking. It's been a great journey.
is Eco Central kind of like, so if you go to the theater department, you have all the theater kids hanging out. You come up here to KSYM, you have all the radio, TV majors hanging out. Is it like that at Eco Central? Do you have a good amount of students there on hand, like just excited and ready to help out in any way they can?
Yes, we're growing our student involvement at Eco Central. It is, we have a volunteer day every Tuesday morning from 9 to 11 for students and community members. It's at Eco Central, but we choose to do different projects on campus. Last week, the Green Thumb Time volunteers worked on the compass in front of Scobie Planetarium, and we planted some flowers so that it can look colorful and bright. Attract pollinators throughout the season. But we do have a lot of students with Sustainable Coffee Hour that runs around that time from 9 to 11 on Tuesdays. It's on our calendar. And that one is for student, staff, and faculty to join us to just hang around and talk about sustainability. And so you'll see Corey and some of the other environmental science students and other majors will show up, and they just hang out, have a cup of coffee, sit in the patio, sometimes volunteer. And so we're really appreciating that.
You mentioned volunteer. Talk to us a little bit about the opportunities for faculty, staff, and students to volunteer.
Yes. So volunteering with Eco Central can be varied. It's mostly garden-based, I will say that. But we do like to go reach out and help other departments as well, because being able to create that community on campus, that leads to people supporting each other, which is part of being sustainable. But our garden volunteers range from students, high school students, to college students, to community members, community activists. And they come in and everybody just gets together and works on a project.
Corey, about how many students do you have in the club?
I don't know, 15 or 20. But, you know, we have conflicting schedules, so we try to work with that. But we're all active in the group me. We talk about different issues that concern us, how we can help, how we can get involved in the community. I'm very connected with all the happenings in the community, so I like to help other students get connected too and learn about, you know, the different events and the different volunteer opportunities they can get involved in. So even if we can't do it together as a club, if they want to get out there and do something, you know, they have the resources, they know it's available to them. So yeah, there's a lot of students that are just wanting to get involved.
And if a student is hearing this right now, how can they get involved?
Head to Eco, actually. We have one of our, they're very supportive of us. So we have a flyer up there, which has a QR code that gives info about us. We have a meeting the first Wednesday of every month from 3 to 4. It's virtual. It just works better with people's schedules. But that's with the QR code that's on our flyer. We have some around campus in the common areas as well. But yeah, we talk about how we can get involved in the community that month, and we discuss a environmental issue that's of concern to us, why it's important to know about it, what we can do to help as concerned citizens, and we also do fun little sustainability projects, so like reducing our waste, you know, turning waste into something new, and it's just fun to get involved and just to be together on this.
And Rose, faculty members, I understand, can take their classes and tour Eco Centro?
Yes, most definitely. We have a meeting space on campus in our building, and we do invite faculty of any curricula or any academic subject to come by and bring their students by for a tour. We can do a classroom focus tour where we come out to your class and we speak about sustainability. You give us the topic you'd like us to focus on. Or you could come out and do a full tour of our site.
You know, it's interesting, since we're in the centennial pre-planning stage, to think that 100 years ago, as close as where Edison is, was farming land.
No. Right?
It's only about eight blocks from us. And so this neighborhood really was the last neighborhood before the outskirts of the city. And so to imagine that we've changed so much, right, that now this small plot of land where we farm is unique to the city is very interesting.
Dr. Solisi, you garden at home?
I do. I love to garden. You know, I had gone into retirement for a while and had the retiree garden. It's amazing how different your garden looks when you can spend 5 hours a day in it.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And so I had really started to get into it. We've done a lot. We've done a lot of xeriscaping, you know, doing a lot of native plants. I've given up on a lawn. Surrendered. Not trying to grow grass anymore.
Yay!
And so we do a lot of mulch, our front yard especially. The back, we put a lot of pea pebble in and created some nice flower beds that don't take a lot of watering, mm-hmm. a lot of native plants.
Are there rebates for that?
There are. The water recapture, your barrels, there's a number of programs.
Very nice, very nice. It is that time of the year. I got to make a trip out to Fanix or something, one of the garden centers in town.
Yes, Saws is one of our partners with EcoCentro. So a lot of our workshops are Saws. They were Saws Rewards based before, but you can definitely learn a lot about what Saws is encouraging our customers to do.
That's how I got one of my rain barrels.
Was through EcoCentro's classes, yes.
Do you have any tips for people starting up their gardens again?
Mulch this year. Definitely get mulch and put some compost down, and you won't need to water as much. Plant native plants. That's very important. Or drought tolerant plants. We're getting into a time when the summers are just too hot to stand outside and water constantly. So we can work with nature instead of trying to force nature to do what we want it to do. We don't live in a tropical rainforest. We live in Texas, and so our gardens should reflect that. So that's what we encourage people to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And composting is fun. It is a lot of fun.
It is. We have an upcoming class in early summer, I want to say in about a month or two, about composting. And it is composting 101. We're going to talk about all the basics of how to compost. So if it's something that has interested anybody listening and they are, but it seems a little complicated, come to our workshop because we make it easy, very easy and fun.
And you can even use your green bin as a compost bin.
Yes.
Like you don't have to take it out to the curb every week. We can just use it.
We collect everybody's waste in EcoCentro. We don't throw anything away. So we do collect the food waste at EcoCentro, and we put in a big compost pile that we have. But we also have worms. We do vermicomposting. And so we have pet worms in the building. They don't make a mess. They don't run all over the place.
I bet you haven't heard that too often. Pet worms in the building.
No, that's usually a problem.
Isn't it?
With facilities. They don't like that too much over there. No, that's pretty awesome. That's great. You know, we've had all this rain, and my green barrel, I have this pitch where the roof comes together perfectly that I just put my green barrel underneath it. So right now my green barrel is just full of water.
Look at that.
So these little things can add up because that's a lot of water.
It is. It is. I mean, your barrel's probably full. Within 10 minutes of it raining the other day at EcoCentro, we were witnessing all of our rainwater collection barrels overfilling. So we have that 2,700-gallon rain cistern in front of our building. It was just a waterfall coming out of the overfill. And that was really neat. And it was just going into the rain gardens that were planted with drought-tolerant native plants. And so they're very happy right now.
Talk to us a little bit, Rose, about how, so you've talked a lot about the work, the inward-facing work mm-hmm. onto our campus. Talk a little bit about the outward-facing work into the community.
Yes. So the mission of EcoCentro is to be a resource hub for not just the college community, but for the surrounding communities. We do everything from, when people ask, who are your customers? It's not just the SAC community. It's the Alamo Colleges community, so all five colleges and surrounding areas, and then even the anybody that lives within these communities that Alamo Colleges serves. We do, our workshops are open to the public. As a resource hub, a lot of the organizations in the community will come to us to make connections with other organizations. We have great partnerships with, I've mentioned SAWS. We have partnerships with the Sierra Club, who uses our building to meet. Newer organizations such as San Antonians for Rail Transit, they've recently started meeting in our building. The city of San Antonio regularly uses us as a resource hub as well. So we make those connections. We like to envision ourselves as a hub. And so people come to us for information, and we make those connections and even work with them so that we can lift up everybody in the community.
So as we're mentioning the centennial, 50 years from now, what has EcoCentro done in San Antonio?
In 50 years, I envision Alamo Colleges. I'm going to think big, not mm-hmm. just SAC.
Very good.
So I would envision Alamo Colleges being on the map for being for implementing a lot of sustainability initiatives that make our campus as net zero as possible, which doesn't just benefit the environment, but it can also benefit our college's budget. I see the campus being greener, all of our campuses being greener. I see us growing food for our students, as that being the norm rather than an unusual, really cool thing that a campus does. I see all of the campuses having that ability to be able to provide for our students just on a daily basis.
And Corey, what do you think we've learned in the past 100 years? So San Antonio College was established 1925. What do you think we've learned today that we need to be able to understand to be able to really be in the next 100 years?
Really to, I guess, work together as a community, you know? We're all in this together. This affects all of us, everything. You know, the more we work together, the quicker we can achieve our goals for a greener future. That's really what our goal is, connect us more to nature. And yeah, as Rose was saying, I'm so happy that there's a place like ECO, not just for the environmental club, for the SAC student body, and for all of San Antonio. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Great.
What is everyone planning this spring?
Well, we just planted our tomatoes and peppers at EcoCentro, so we're excited about that. We're harvesting flowers right now, so it's making room for us to have more room for vegetables right now.
I'm planting stuff for the pollinators. So I have some rock rose going right now. I also have, let's see, what else am I doing? Some bee balm, some sage growing. Just got to support our local pollinators.
My yard's got crepe myrtle, Mount Laurel, Mexican heather. We do a lot of aloe vera. It just seems to take over my yard, which I love. It's almost like a ground cover. Some of it does freeze in the winter, but if it's under the trees, you know, the winter, the tree's protected during the winter, and then it just comes right back up and just keeps spreading and spreading. Everybody in my neighborhood asks, can I come yank some of your aloe vera? Absolutely. Take what you need. It's also good for the burns.
Yes.
And it's just nice to have around. So we try to do as much native as we can.
Very nice. Spices, very easy to grow. A lot of herbs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Jalapenos. I grow a lot of jalapenos.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. Why not?
You know, chili piquin seems to come up all over my yard. I don't know if it's because of the compost, but it's not uncommon that my neighbors are often picking my chili piquin as they're walking past, because I live on a corner and it pops up on the side of the house there. And people come. A lot of birds are in it,
the
time, I've noticed.
I think
who's moving it around a little bit.
So easy to grow. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's great.
And you have something exciting coming up for Fiesta.
We do. So EcoCentro is located at the beginning of the parade route for the Fiesta Battle of Flowers and Flambeau. So we decided to sell some VIP parade seats. We have a section between Main and Myrtle. It's right in front of the furniture store next door to us. And it's a VIP package that we're offering. With that VIP package purchase, you get a seat to sit in during the parade. We like to brag about our seats because we don't cram the seats together, so you have a little bit of leg room and some room to be, you know, neighbors and not sit on top of your family members, which we tend to see everybody cram as much as possible. We also, with that seat purchase, you get a meal voucher to one of our EcoCentro food vendors that will be on site. And you also get access to our EcoCentro patio and our luxurious air-conditioned restrooms.
Which during the parade are important.
Yes, during the parade they're luxurious. Yes. And so all of that is, you know, our VIP packages are $60 a piece, and you can purchase them by visiting the link that we have on our Facebook or Instagram page. You just look up EcoCentro. You'll just look for the green leaf. Or if you have questions, you can email us at sac-ecocentro, all one word, sac-ecocentro@alamo.edu, or give us a phone call at 210-486-0417.
We should say, don't wait. The seats go fast.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Front row is, I believe, for the night parade. We're already selling the second row. It's first come, first serve. Mm-hmm. And day parade, we still have a few for front row seats.
If there's any other organizations in the city that want to get involved with EcoCentro, how can they do that?
Reach out to us via social media or the phone number, the 210-486-0417, or sac-ecocentro@alamo.edu, or just stop on in. We're open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5. You'll usually see one of us. If the door is locked, we put a sign. We're probably in the garden in the back. Just give us a call, and we'll head on over there.
Earlier, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about, you know, the gardens, and this is going to be great for students and stuff. And, you know, recently we had a donation from HEB, right?
We did.
I saw that.
How exciting was that? HEB donated $400,000 and a refrigerated truck, which will help our advocacy center provide more food to our students. The funds will be distributed among all of the Alamo colleges and all of the advocacy centers. They're committed to our mission. We look forward to working with them. The refrigerated truck will allow us to collect different donations throughout the city and distribute those again amongst the advocacy centers. So it was a great event and hosted by St. Philip's. And if you look on the social media, you'll see our truck. It's branded. You'll start seeing it around the city as it's moving food back and forth between locations and, of course, our center. So we're really excited about it.
I remember when it started in the Chance Academic Center. Mm-hmm. And Lisa Black started it up. And she was like, yeah, you know, sometimes we get donations for, like, eggs and stuff. And we can't accept it because we have no refrigeration.
Right.
I think that's insane.
Yeah, the advocacy started, you know, again with Lisa Black and Dr. Tiffany Cox Hernandez. And they realized at the time, so we've done the HOPE study, which we know that takes about $500 to take one of our students out of the classroom, an unplanned financial incident. And so with about $50 extra per month, we can help our students to the finish line. The Advocacy Center provides that. Food is available for our students twice a month. They can go into the food bank, get what they need. Every day they can drop in to get a meal to go, a grab and go. There's clothing available as well. And the clothing has become very popular as our students have moved into vintage clothing, right? It's a very popular place to be. And there's a number of other resources available for our students there. So, you know, it's a great, great opportunity. We thank HEB. Great partners.
Wow. Time flies when we're having fun. Head on over alamo.edu/sac/EcoCentro. That is the website. If you want more information about the William R. Sinkin EcoCentro. I want to thank y'all for coming in today. Corey and Rose, thank y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Solis.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.